You know, we were talking in Luke last week, I believe, when Jesus was foretelling the future. And I think probably one of the most complete things about what Jesus was talking about for future things, besides the book of Revelation, is in Matthew chapter 24. And all the red letters that are in that particular chapter. And I'm going to pick it up at verse 37. No, I'll do it at 36. However, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen. He's talking about the coming back of Jesus Christ. Not even the angels, he said. Not even the Son. Only the Father knows. And he goes on to say, when the Son of Man returns, it'll be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time that Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them away. That is the way it'll be when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill, and one will be taken, the other left. So be prepared, because you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Know this, a homeowner who knew exactly when a burglar was coming would stay alert and not permit the house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when you least expect it. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I entitled my message this week, When the Music Stops. Did you ever play musical chairs? It's a lot of fun. And then everybody scrambles when the music stops, right? You know, another thing, I don't know if you ever noticed, but I kind of pay attention to it, because right before a storm is about to hit, the birds go silent. All of a sudden, an eerie blanket of quietness descends all around you, and you know something ominous is going to occur. For us, it could be maybe a storm, or where we live, a hurricane, or some other natural disasters. For all of our gifts as human beings, we are the last creatures on earth that seems to know or sense when something momentous is going to come to pass. Scientists believe that, and this is because animals have a better sense of sound and vibration than we do. They can sense when the barometric pressure drops, or when low pressure systems are coming, and they react appropriately. Sharks swim to deeper waters. Animals go into hiding. Bees go into their hives, and the birds stop singing. One physicist by the name of Amos Dolbear even noted that you can tell temperature based on the frequencies of a cricket's chirp. Isn't that interesting? Some of us do sense humidity changes. Some human beings begin to develop sinus headaches and pressure systems drops, but most of us are taken by surprise until we see the sky darken and the trees begin to sway in the wind. And then suddenly we notice, ooh, that's the calm before the storm. I always thought Judy was spoofing me, but she can always tell when the pressure changes and so forth, and she gets headaches. Well, as we deepen things upon the weather reports and we get into the weather reports and pay attention to science for us to help to know what's coming and plan for its arrival, we are so blessed in our day and time to have accurate weather forecasts, aren't we? Well, yeah, we cannot predict everything, and of course the weather forecasters can't predict everything either, but it does allow us to understand the things that are happening and let them run their course. Our tropical storms are most dangerous. We just had one recently again in Hurricane Ian because of their unpredictability factor. We think they might know when they're coming ashore, but they're not always accurate, are they? Those of us who live in Florida in other areas of the country that are prone to hurricane season. We're not the only ones. They know that we got to get on with our lives. We cannot live each day in fear of an impending disaster, and yet we must be prepared. We installed hurricane-proof doors and windows and even get a backup generator. It's a good idea, by the way. They build shelters and buy flood insurance. Communities install water block ages for families to be sure that they stock up on food and clothing and water. They keep first aid kits handy. They work out, well, what if an evacuation plan? Well, I think we need to know sometimes, what if? Well, we educate each other on the safest place to be in the house, keep flashlights, blankets on hand. We consult each other with helpful how-to lists and how to keep families safe in the event of an emergency. When things grow silent and the sky grows dark, that's when we put our plan into action. Some disasters are even more predictable, like volcano eruptions, earthquakes, meteors, solar flames, tsunamis, sinkholes. Some things can happen suddenly, taking even the most prepared people off guard. Remember the game, as I mentioned, when we would play musical chairs? Group of people would assemble around a circle with only a certain amount of chairs, and the music would play, and the group would walk around the circle, and when the music suddenly stopped, all of us would scramble and take a seat. Those who couldn't get to a chair in time were cast out of the circle. Now, this would occur gradually, removing chairs until only one chair was left, where he or she would be the winner. Music can also be a good form, in a form of gag stuff called musicalis interruptions, in which a concert or a song may be going on only suddenly to stop and be interrupted by someone who will address a person of honor or someone to be roasted who is taken, hopefully, by surprise. Both of these kind of fun musical games are, they're a lot of fun, but I think about it. Music and sound, when these stop and go silent, always signals something new or something different is about to happen. When the orchestra goes silent just before the play is about to begin, you know when they're playing and it just all of a sudden stops and you're in the theater, you know the play is about to start. When the turning stops in order for the instrumentalist to get ready for the first piece, they tune their instruments. And when the hymn stops and the call to worship commences, when soundtracks stop and you know something that's in the movie is going to happen, when the music stops, something is about to end and something else is about to begin. I think we've all come to, I don't know, we kind of are aware of that, aren't we? The American slang idiom is when the music stops. It means you don't get another chance. You're all out of extensions. You've come to the end of your road, if you would say. You can get the gits of the idiom in a song by Don McLean, American Pie, a tribute to the death of Buddy Holly and others in a plane crash. The line comes very appropriate in that song, when the music died. A swan song to suddenly and ultimately demise of all the rock and roll heroes. These kind of events take us entirely by surprise. We never know what's going to happen. In fact, it's an element of surprise that causes us much grief and shock. And yet, we know life can change suddenly and unexpectedly, and while we need not to live our lives waiting for special events and things to happen, we do need always to be aware of our surroundings. We always need to be aware of things that can happen to ensure our best safety measures and to try to live our best lives each and every day. grateful, like Thanksgiving, grateful for the time that we have been given here on this earth. It is. It's a beautiful life. In a sense, though, this is what Jesus explained to his disciples in the scripture that I read today out of Matthew. No one knows, not even Jesus, when he will return one day. When the music of our world, the chatter of the livingness will come to an end. We cannot live in perpetual fear, paralysis, anxiety, waiting for it to happen. No, we must not try to figure it out with all kinds of plans and diagrams, predictions and assurances. But we do need to live our best life in gratitude for the time we've been given. In prayer to God and in worship to the one who makes our life possible. We need to live in faith, assured that when Jesus comes and the world changes, when the music stops, we have done our best as human beings here on this earth. We've loved well, we've shared well, we've forgiven much, and we've shown mercy and understanding to all that we meet. Jesus compares the finality of the earth with the flood of Noah. We've all read that story. And life went on in the usual ways right up to the end, and nobody knew that flood was coming. No one will know this time either when Jesus returns. But he said we will know the seasons. But like Noah, we can remain faithful, trust God, and live our lives the best that we can. Now, we cannot plan to know for sure the outcome, but we can prepare ourselves, our hearts and our minds and our spirits for the coming of the Lord. He promised to come back, and he also said, I don't know when I'm coming, only Daddy knows, but he said we can stay awake, watch to the presence of the Spirit around us, and stay in tune with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And his direction for our lives. That's why we study the scriptures and why we spend so much time in the gospels too. Because Jesus' teaching is important for us. Paul the Apostle Paul and all the disciples and the stuff, yeah, they can encourage us in the faith because they lived it and they know and they can give us a lot of good things. But we need to prepare and be ready for a storm to come, even if we don't know when it'll hit. Even if we don't know if it'll sweep us away or not. More than this, we cannot do. We can't do much. We just have to kind of be aware. More than this, God does not expect us to do. Today, as we enter into a time of Advent, first Sunday of Advent, we're doing the Chrismon season in church, and I know, I think Phil put some of the Chrismon symbols and stuff on the website. Reminds ourselves as we look at all that to focus on God and God's coming Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a time of spiritual alertness in which we can engage ourselves all the more deeply in relationships with Christ. So we as human beings can be absent-minded. I don't know about you, but I am. We can be distracted by the ways of the world and our own tempestuously life that we live. Crazy world, we say. We can get all caught up in the conflicts and stubbornness and petty things. And we can lose our focus and allow that flame for our passion for Christ to burn low. We can get busy with all kinds of superficial things. I'm just as guilty. Advent is like an alarm clock that wakes us up and reminds us to pay attention to the coming of the day, to enjoy the music of God's voice in our lives and the chatter from the streets below, for one day the music will stop. The world will grow silent, and a new day will begin. We as people of God have one chance to live this life in this world that God has so graciously provided for us. Only one. We don't get another chance to make amends or to show each other love once the music stops. So take heart this day, this first Sunday of Advent. Wake up your spirit to the truths of Christ and stir up your heart to love all around you and the beauty of this amazing world. Be a part of God's symphonic relational creation, because we are in relationship with the creation. We're in relationship with the Creator. And as we dance through all this stuff and the music is wonderful, the music could stop at any moment. Or it could even go on forever. We don't know. Only God knows, and He's certainly in charge. So we hope and pray that you are in tune with God's creation and the hope that we have in Christ. Because without hope, this whole world would be boring, wouldn't it? It would be just, well, you could say it would almost be able to figure it out. But we can't. But when the music stops, we'll know. I hope and pray you have that wonderful personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and study His Word, and you will get a heads up before the music stops. God loves you, and so do I. Have a good day.